It's Bob Simpson on 1-2-3. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to a very talented young singer and songwriter who's also helping to raise awareness of mental health. It's Molly Elizabeth. Welcome, Molly, and thanks for coming into Phoenix FM today.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Oh, you're very quiet. Let's turn you up a little bit. Now we're going to hear some of your music in a moment, and you're going to perform an Amy Winehouse cover live in the studio later. So maybe that's a good place to start. Are you a big Amy fan?
Yeah, I'm a very big Amy fan.
Really? Yeah. What is it about Amy? Was it the voice, the performance?
I like the tone of her voice and the way she connects with everybody around her.
Yeah. Good songwriter too, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Amy's story is well known, but I'd like to hear about your own story, Molly. You've come through some very difficult times yourself. You're 16 years old now, but when did your mental health journey begin and what happened to you?
It began when I was about 12, when I first started senior school.
Right.
It was just a big place of going from junior school to senior school.
It's a big change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it a sort of small primary school you went to and then a great big secondary
school? It was a normal sized primary school.
Yeah.
But then I went to a huge secondary school.
Right.
So it was a big jump.
So how did, it was anxiety mainly you suffered with, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did it affect you and your everyday life?
It changed my entire life and it made me different from everybody else. And I couldn't do normal things that normal teenagers could do.
Yeah. You gave it a name, didn't you?
Anna.
Anna, yes. Yeah. So tell us about Anna.
Anna, to me, personifies anxiety. And it's just, it sounds nicer.
Yeah, 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 that's a good idea. You found life difficult at school. How did your friends and family react? Did they kind of understand what was going on to you, what was happening to you?
Nobody really understood.
No.
Because it was different, and I didn't want to show everyone, because it would be stand out in the crowd, so hiding it. Yeah. The best thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, very difficult. Then your mum and dad made a big decision, which I think helped you a lot, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that.
I got homeschooled.
Right.
When I was 14, and it changed. It made me a lot more confident, and yeah, just was.
Yeah. So who did you sort of have tutors coming in, or was it your
I went to tutors once a week, and right. I only done 3 hours of lessons a week, which was different to 6 hours a day.
Right, okay, yeah, but you still had to work out outside those lessons. I
had homeschool, homework at home, and then homeschool at their houses.
Right, okay. Well, Mum Emily is here too. Welcome, Emily.
Hello.
Hello, it's a good idea if I turn the right microphone up. There we are, there you are. Welcome, Emily. It must have been a difficult decision for you, but it seems to have been the right decision. How did you cope with homeschooling Molly combined with the rest of your busy life? We're all busy nowadays, aren't we? And
I think it was easier because she was older. I think it would be a lot harder if she was younger.
Right.
And she was doing her GCSE, so she had tutors.
Yeah.
So I just basically had to take her to the tutors. It was really expensive. We had to pay a lot of money for tutors. Mm. I was spending probably about £120 a week on tutors.
Goodness me.
And we didn't get any support because Molly was really good at hiding her anxiety. The school didn't really recognise there was a problem, and it was difficult to get any sort of help or support. But they only offered her one sort of school that was for really naughty kids, wasn't it? It was too much.
Yeah, that would be totally the wrong environment.
Completely the wrong environment, yeah.
Well, that was going to be my next question about your experience of the help you received. What about sort of local NHS services? Did you?
We used to go to what's called Ewham's now. It used to be CAMHS. It was just shocking. You was basically on a waiting list, and we sat on a waiting list for probably about 3 or 4 years. We saw one therapist while we was there, and although he was a nice man, Molly didn't really connect with him.
Right.
It was a struggle really, and in the end, you know, probably about 6 months ago, they just started offering us, they was going to offer you travel training, wasn't they, Molly? Because Molly wouldn't get on a train or a bus or anything. We was worried about how she was going to go to college. But it was just too late by then, because I'd already done a lot of work with her myself and got her to where she is now, and she's doing all those things. She goes to London on the train. She's got a singing teacher in Camden.
Amazing.
She goes up to Camden.
Yeah.
And everything.
I mentioned to you earlier that I suffer with anxiety myself. Yeah. Not so acutely nowadays, but in the past, very acutely. I couldn't get on a tube train. I couldn't do it. And that is a really big move, and I really admire you for that. That's excellent. Well, yeah, child mental health services have got a long way to go. We've seen it in the press, in the media, and can only hope that things improve, because it is fairly dreadful at the moment, I think. Anyway, I think we should turn to your music, don't you?
Yes.
You seem to be in a much better place. How has writing and performing helped you, Molly?
I'm definitely in a better place, because writing and performing practically saved my life. And going, like, if I was feeling down, I'd just get on my guitar and I'd feel completely better.
Yeah, brilliant. And you can absorb yourself in it and forget about other things as well.
Putting yourself into a little bubble.
Yeah, right. Well, I think we ought to hear one of your tracks now. It's a song called Lonely Avenue. It's a great song. Who wrote it and what's it about?
I wrote it in White Room Studios with Ryan and Lorenzo.
Tell us about Ryan and Lorenzo.
Ryan is a songwriter himself,
okay.
And Lorenzo is a guitarist. They're
okay.
Both very talented.
Yeah, okay.
So we wrote it together, me, Mum, Ryan and Lorenzo. And it's just about a relationship that's getting broken down, and you're just trying to get away from it, whether it's like a boyfriend, girlfriend or a friendship relationship. So, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it now then. It's Molly Elizabeth and Lonely Avenue. Fantastic. That's Molly Elizabeth and Lonely Avenue. Well done, Molly. That's excellent. I like the little reggae bit in that. That's good. Who put that in there? Was that your idea?
No, it's
Lorenzo.
Sorry, I messed up the microphone again. What, answer that, sorry.
That was Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, okay, yeah. Well, you've done a really good job on that song. I think it's really good. We spoke briefly about Amy Winehouse earlier. Who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Willow Smith is a huge influence.
Willow Smith? Yeah, okay. You'll have to educate me about Willow Smith. I don't know.
Will Smith's daughter.
Ah, is it? Will Smith's daughter. Ah, right, okay. Yeah, oh, well, I've not heard, but you're into soul a little bit, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your sort of personal taste in music, is it? Okay. Have you done many live gigs so far?
I mainly do open mic nights and places like that, but I've done some parties and clubs and
nice,
stuff.
Yeah. So what about your anxiety at a live gig? Do you keep it under control?
It doesn't bother me singing. It's really? Just talking that I don't like.
Okay. Well, that's where your confidence is then, in the singing, isn't it?
Yeah
that's good. Now, as we said earlier, you're only 16, so where would you like to see yourself musically in 5 years' time?
I'd like to have an album out and doing more performances and be a bit more heard. I'm currently just over halfway through writing my first album, so I'd like that to be out and everyone to hear.
Well, that's not bad at 16, is it? Wow, yeah. Well, I think you've got a great future ahead of you. It's really difficult to make headway in the music industry nowadays, but I think you might just have that special something that gives you the edge, and I really wish you every success. It's a great story, and you know, you come through from some hard times, and you look absolutely fine standing there, so well done. Whatever happens, I hope you continue to love writing and performing for many years to come. Anyway, that's enough waffle from me. You're going to perform live for us now with a cover of Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. Why did you choose this song?
It's my favourite song to sing.
Really?
I just enjoy every part of singing that one.
Okay, well, enjoy yourself then. Let's get going. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
For no time to regret, kept himself wet with his same old safe bed. Me and my head high and my tears dry, get on without my guide. From all that we went through, and I tread a troubled track. My odds are stacked, then I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to, I go back to us. I love you much, it's not enough. You loved her and I loved us. And life is life. Pipe, and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her. You
Wow. Well done. Absolutely terrific, Molly. Molly Elizabeth there with Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. So, thank you very much for singing live for us. I know it's a bit daunting, but you did a good job there. So, what's coming up for Molly Elizabeth? Do you have any further gigs planned soon? Or
I'm just doing open mic nights.
Right.
Where I can, all around Essex, so...
Okay. So, finally then, can you tell us where people can find out a bit more about you and where they can hear more of your music?
You can find me on Instagram, YouTube and Facebook, all down as Molly Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, we'll put all this up on the Phoenix FM website later today, and we'll put some of those links in there. Brilliant job. You've got a bit of a throat thing going on at the moment as well, haven't you? So, but no, you did a brilliant job there. Well done. Well, thanks, Molly and Mum, Emily, for coming in today.
Thank you.
I'm sure you give hope to anyone suffering from a debilitating mental health condition. You're living proof that you can turn it around and lead a productive and happy life. I think you're amazing. Well done. Thanks, Molly and Mum Emily.
Thank you.
Cheers.